There are two sichos musar that I wish to deliver tonight. I think that to every single person in this room, one of the two is relevant, probably not the other. But I can't identify now for which one is for each of you, and I'm not sure if all of you know which one is for each of you. Yesh lifneichem shtei drachim. I don't know which path for any individual one of you, and you don't know either, perhaps. So I ask your indulgence to listen to both and to take both to heart. Family is one of the central values of Torah. The mitzvos of marrying and procreating not only occupy major swaths of the halachic literature, but also serve as the foundation of community, and one of the primary vehicles of transmission of our Mesorah and our Morasha, our heritage. This should barely require remarking upon. It should be evident to every Ben Torah and every Bas Torah, and the responsibility falls upon both equally. But for one reason or another, not everybody in this room or in the community will participate in this mission, either wholly or partially. And even for some who do, they will often find themselves on the margin of the community. As difficult as this is to say, there are those of you who will not marry, for one reason or another. You can't find a spouse, or sometimes for psychological, emotional, other reasons, will be unable to function within a marriage. And of course, there are those who will struggle to have children. And then, of course, there are those who will struggle to raise their children. As Chazal comment in Moed Katan, Chai Ebane Umezone, Lav Bischusa Talya Milsa, Ela Bemazala Talya Milsa. Such a position leaves people, either as individual or as couples, feeling isolated and often with a sense of struggling to find a place in our community. The Navi Yeshayahu, in what I believe is the most frequently read Haftorah, addresses those who will find themselves in that situation. First, the theological crisis. He says, "Ki lo machshavosai machshavosechem, velo darchechem derachaynu om Hashem." The pain is intense, and you can't understand why it is that you have to suffer. The Navi tells us that suffering is beyond human comprehension. We can't understand. We can't explain the divine decision. Explaining the suffering is folly and cheapening, but even more so, it is arrogant, because ki gavhu shamayim me'oretz kein gavhu drachai midarchechem u'machshavosai mimachshavosechem. The Ribbono Shalom's ways are unfathomable and beyond human comprehension. But the Navi isn't finished. Ko amar Hashem shimru mishpat v'asu tzedakah ki korva yeshu asi lavo v'tzidkasi lehigalos. There is a path forward to guard justice, to perform righteousness. V'al yomar ben hanechar, let the estranged foreigner, ger, hanilva el Hashem lemor, who has brought himself, who has chosen to join us underneath the kanfei hashchina, he shouldn't say, havdel yavdilani Hashem e'alamo, v'al yomar hasaris heinani etzavesh. And let not the eunuch, the person who was unable to have children, and certainly for someone who's single in the same category, let them not say, I am like a dried up tree. The Navi reminds the Saris, and this will apply to single individuals as well, that one's biological progeny need not be, and may not be, one's ultimate destiny and mission. Ki cho amar Hashem la sarisim asher yishmeru eshab sosaya v'acharu basher chafatzti u'machazikim bevrisi, v'nasati lohem beveisi v'chomosai yod v'ashem, Tov mi banim umanos, better than children. Shem olam eten lo asher lo yikares. Indeed, tov mi banim umibanos. One only has to think of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban shel kol Yisrael. He was commanded to separate from his wife and Matan Torah, and he has what we might have termed little Yiddish nachas from his biological descendants. All we know is of his grandson, whose primary claim to fame was being the ministering priest for the Pesel Micha. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu's epitaph reads as perhaps no other person ever in the history of Klal Yisrael, Tzidkas Hashem Asa U'mishpatav Yisrael. Chazal tell us in this vein that kolam agadel yasom v'yisoma b'toch beso k'ilu yilado, and kolam alamed es ben chaveru Torah k'ilu yilado. There are much greater ways sometimes of leaving a legacy than one's biological descendants. In a similar vein, there is a passage in the Perush on Chumash called the Akedas Yitzchak by Rav Yitzchak Arama regarding the two names for a woman, Isha and Chava. He explains that a woman, and this is true for not only a woman, but all people, have two functions. One of them, which he says, is a function of the name Isha, ki me ish lukachazos, just like a man. He says, v'kamahu tucha lahavin ulahaskil b'divrei seichel v'chasidus kemo she'asu ha'imos v'kama tzidkaneos v'nevios. She is capable of understanding and analyzing words of wisdom and of chasidus the way the matriarchs did and the way many righteous women and prophetesses did. And he says that that's the meaning of the name Isha. Of course, there's the word Chava, ki hi haisa ein kol chai, which refers to our ability to be the mother of children, to be the one who gives birth to and raises children. And he says that sometimes, for whatever reason, a woman will not be able to participate in the role of Chava. But that doesn't diminish what he describes as the major role, the more significant role of Isha. No different than a man who, he says, if he's not able to give birth, who can't fulfill that function of having children, also has his major function of being an ish. With regards to that, he quotes the pasuk that we quoted in Yeshaya, "Menasati lohem beveisi b'chomosai yad vashem, tov mi banim mibanos, ki vaday ikar toldosem shel tzadikim masim tofen." The primary progeny of a tzaddik are not his biological children, but his masim tofen. And he explains, based upon this, why Yaakov Avinu got angry at Rachel when she said to him, Havalivanim v'im ayin meisa anochi, because she only understood one of her two roles. But if she couldn't have children, says the Akedas Yitzchak, she still wouldn't have been Mesa, because she still had the role of Isha. I hope that none of you should be the audience for the first Sicha. But statistically speaking, I know that any number of you and many of your counterparts at Stern and elsewhere will be in such an audience. And should that be the case, don't forget the words of Yeshayahu HaNavi. And now for the second Sicha. Chazal tell us at the end of Maseches Megillah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan komakom shatamotze gvuraso shalakadosh baruchu atamotze an vesanusa. Where you find the might of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same place where you find his humility. Dover zeh Kosev b'Torah v'shanoi b'neviim m'shulash b'ksuvim. It says in the Torah, Ki Hashem Elokechem hu Elokeho Elohim v'Adonei ha'Adonim. He is the God of the Mighty Ones and the Master of the Masters. B'ruchsiv basrei osei mishpat yason v'almana. He's the one who takes care of the justice for the orphan and the widow. Shanoi b'neviim, it's taught in Neviim, Ko amar Hashem ram v'nisah shochein ad b'kadosh. God is the one who dwells upon high. Beruchsim basrei, v'estaka u'shval ruach. God actually associates with those who are lowly and of humble spirit, those who are feeling down. And finally, mishulash baksuvim, v'chsiv solul rachei baravos b'yashimo. Give praise to God who rides in the heavens. Uchsiv basrei, avi yisomim v'dayan amanos. The father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. The mark of Gevura is not might or strength. It is protecting the vulnerable, both physically and emotionally, not victimizing, or sometimes even worse, ignoring them. My distinguished colleague and friend, Rav Hirsch, pointed out in the Hesped for his father, Zal, that Hachnasas Orchim is not inviting friends over for meals. That's all fine and wonderful. But Hachnasas Orchim means inviting those who don't have a place, or those who don't have family and friends to be with. He commented that there was someone whom his father and mother regularly had over for meals. Same person. And as a child, he didn't understand why, but eventually understood that it was because that person had nowhere else. Hachnasas Orchim doesn't mean feeding someone or housing them, but it means hachnasa, bringing them in, integrating them into a circle of people. When Yosef ben Yochanan says in the Mishnah Avos, V'yiyu aniyim, this is precisely the point. You can always send tzedakah to the poor person. You can send them food, you can send them money. Making them b'nei beso is different. It is recognizing and acknowledging that they are part of community and part of family. Chazal tell us that Akina Vataiva Vakavod Motzinas Adam in Olam. This reflects the idea that we spend far too much time looking at what others have and what we don't and wishing that we did. We would be far better served by looking at what we have and what others don't, so as to appreciate what we have and to empathize with those who don't have what we do. When Eov is pleading his innocence, at the end of his final oration in response to his three friends, he protests his innocence by stating, Birkas oveda laitavo, velev amana arnin. The blessing of the person who was just lost, who had nowhere to be, came upon him, because he was kind to them, and he made the heart of the widow sing. Einayim hayisi laiver, viraglayim lapiseachani. He was the eyes for the blind, and the feet for the lame. Avanochi laevyonim, virivlo yadati echkarehu. I was a father for the poor people, and the argument and the tightness of the person I didn't even know, I would listen to. And when he states at the final stage that if he had behaved in a certain way, he would deserve every type of punishment that had befallen him. He says, Im emas mishpat avdiva amasi berivami madi. Should I despise the argument of my slave and my maidservant when they argue with me? What will I say when the Ribbono Shel Olam challenges me? We come from the same place. We are the same flesh and blood. And finally, va'ochal piti levadi v'lo ochal yaso mimenu. This should all come upon me if I ate my bread alone and the yasom didn't eat from it. His claim to piety was not how many blot gemara he learned, not what kind of kippah he wore, nor that he put on Rabbeinu Tam Tillin. It was that the yasom sat at his table and that his ears were open to listening to the trouble of other people. Birkas oved alay tavo. This is relevant to all of you in the long term, but it also starts in the short term. There is a cliquishness that sometimes exists in our yeshiva and probably everywhere else. It's not just here. Did that person go to the same camp, to the same yeshiva in Israel? Are they in the same shir? Do you reach out to only those who are your own? Or do you recognize that there are those who need to find a place and a sense of community, who are in fact alone and isolated? And look around this institution, and there are many people like that. The way you behave now sets the tone for the way you will behave when you leave the yeshiva and live in various communities. Reaching out to and including someone who is not exactly like you will not damage your status, but rather it will ensure that more of Achenu B'nai Yisrael will be part of our community and will find the community. Not everybody finds their place in the Beis Medrash, but Chazal were makpid that there be only one Beis HaMikdash and one Mizbeach, and therefore they suspended Tumas HaMa'aretz on the regel, so that all of Klal Yisrael would be Ke'ish Echad Chaverim. B'avonoseinu HaRabim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. But Chazal comment on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, which transitions from Mizbeach to Shulchan. K'siva yidaberi lai zeha Shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. Pasach b'Mizbeach v'siyem b'Shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Da'ami Tarvayhu, Kozman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, Mizbeach Mechaper al Yisrael. Ve'achshav, Shulchanu Shal Adam Mechaper Alav. Our table has to be one at which all Jews are welcome. That is how we achieve Kapara. Inclusiveness is currently a buzzword in the community, and it is truly wonderful. But sometimes I get the sense that it is focused primarily on those with special needs, where the need seems obvious, and doing so is more of what seems like a chesed with a great photo op as well. But there are many more whose needs for inclusion are less obvious, and where doing so doesn't seem to the onlooker to be a noble act of chesed, and in some ways it's not. It's building community. But those needs are real and powerful and possibly more widespread. Rabosai, you look around, there's a lot of pain in the world. You don't always see it when you sit inside the walls of the Beis Medrash, but when you step outside, it's very much there. Whether it's the mother who calls you to ask you if you know of someone for her daughter, who waits for the phone that never rings, or the ger who was nilvayel Hashem but feels marginalized, or the childless couple who struggle sometimes in silence. Not every problem has a solution, or not an easy one. But Chazal tell us that de'aga b'lev ish yashchena, that the pasuk in Mishlei states that worry and anxiety in a person's heart drag him or her low. Chazal say, yashchena maita kante, don't read it as yashchena, but yasichena. They should tell it to other people. If they talk about their tzaros, it helps. But to accomplish this, they need to have a seat at their table, and our ears have to be open to listening and listening more. The pasuk in Re'eh speaks of the mitzvah of simcha beregel. V'samachta lefnei Hashem elokecha, atovim chavitecha, v'abdecha v'amasecha, v'halevi asher b'sharecha, v'hager v'hayasom v'almana asher b'kirbecha. First, the Torah speaks of rejoicing with and causing to rejoice our own, our children, the members of our household. Bimcha bitecha avdecha v'amasecha. And then it turns to people who are not normally members of our household. Ha-levi asher b'sharecha, the levi who lives within your cities. V'hager v'ayasom v'almana asher b'kirbecha. Why is the levi b'sharecha, but the ger v'ayasom v'almana asher b'kirbecha? The answer is simple. The levi is not marginal, but he does depend upon us for a parnasa. So we provide him with maaser rishon, he takes it back to his family, his household. But the ger, the yasom, and the almana, they don't have anywhere to go. They have to be bikirbecha. Their simcha has to be in your midst, with you, as part of your family. The Medrash in Psikta, the Rav Kahana, comments very powerfully. Amar Rav Yani de Roma b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh lecha arba b'nei batim. You have four members of your household. Va'ani yesh li arba b'nei batim. The Ribbono Shalom says, I have four also who are the members of my household. Ata yesh lecha arba b'nei batim, bincha uvitecha avdecha v'amasecha. Those are yours. Va'ani yesh li arba b'nei batim. And I have four as well. Halevi, Hager, Hayasam, Bahamana. Vikulam, the Pasuk Echad. They all appear in the same Pasuk. Visamachta bechagecha, Atal bin Chavitecha, Vadachama Masecha, Valaviva Ger, Vayasam, and Asher Bekerbecha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti lecha, I have told you, Shetehe misameach esheli, Veeshelcha, Beyamim Tov, Shemasati lach. Your job is to be misameach mine, as well as yours, on the yamim tovim that I have given you. Im asisa kein, if you do that, afani misameach eshelcha v'shali, then I, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, will take care of yours and mine. Our responsibility is to take care, first and foremost, not our b'nei bayis, but the Ribbono Shel Olam's b'nei bayis. Those who are on the margins, those who feel excluded, those who don't find a place. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of ours. The result of including the Ger, the Yasom, the Almana, and the Levi, and the modern-day equivalents, is a stronger community and a better world. And ultimately, as the Midrash concludes, quoting from the section of Yeshaya that we began with, Elu ve'elu, both these and those, yours and mine, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, ultimately, I will be misameach in the Beis HaBechira, as the Pasuk concludes at the end of the Haftorah, v'haviyosim al har kodshi, v'simachtim b'veis tivilasi, ki v'si, b'veis tivila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. That ultimately, when we take care of the Ribbono Shel Olam's b'nei bayis, he will take care of our b'nei bayis, and that ultimately, one day, we'll bring the Gula Shalema.